The country director of Send Ghana, a civil society organization, George Osaibimpe, says the gap between agriculture and industry is a major cause for youth apathy in farming. He said until the entire value chain is addressed, getting majority of the youth into agriculture will not be successful. Mr. Osaibimpe spoke with Radio Ghana at the launch of the organization's five-year strategic plan, dubbed Making Ghana Work for Equity. George Jeche reports.
Send Ghana has chalked up a number of achievements during its 16 years of operation. The organization assisted in providing financial assistance to women in the eastern corridors of the country in their income-generating activities. It succeeded in addressing the nutritional needs of families in those areas through agricultural education on soya bean cultivation. Send Ghana, through its advocacy campaign, was able to influence the implementation of capitation grants, among others. The country director of the organization, George Osaibimpe, said, though it focuses on women in farming, the gap between agriculture and industry is a major contributory factor discouraging the youth in that venture.
The very basic missing link is how we have not succeeded in linking agriculture to industry. This is where we'll be generating tamed demand for agriculture produce. But at the moment, industry is completely delinked from agriculture. And so even government is implementing a program like Youth in Agriculture. You see that the youth go there, they rush in there. By the end of the day, they do not have fine market for their produce. And that is a major frustrating or discouraging aspect taken into account the way that we are approaching the whole issue. There are some youth who genuinely want to go into agri, but we need to address the entire value chain. So then when people go in, they know that they are investing their time, they are investing their resources in the hope of, you know, securing market.
He also touched on youth unemployment and linked it with terrorism. On the strategic plan of the organization in the next 5 years, Mr. Osaibimpe said it will continue with its advocacy role in making sure that budgets meant for pro-poor policies are not compromised. He said the organization will continue providing micro-funding to complement government's efforts at addressing rural poverty.
That was Joyce Jitch's report.